Welcome to the Kids Music Planet podcast. This is the February 7th, 2007 weekly edition. I'm your host, Lisa Harper. Each week, I play samples from three selected children's CDs so you get an idea what each album is all about and to help you decide if you'd like to add them to your own collection. This week's featured CDs are Alphabet Songs Volume 3 by Steve Weeks, The Hip Waiters with their self-titled CD, plus a little Valentine surprise. Also coming up are Kids Music Planet Music News, the winners of our first CD giveaway, Evelyn's Pick, a song for your listening pleasure chosen by my 5-year-old daughter Evelyn, and I'll also tell you how you can win a set of Steve Weeks Alphabet Song CDs. Which brings us to our first CD, Steve Weeks Alphabet Songs Volume 3. Let's start our sonic sampling with a song inspired by the letter S. Steve, how do you sing so many sentences so swiftly without slipping up? Whew, I did it. This song is called Someday.
When suddenly Samuel saw Sally standing by the street with a slump in her shoulders and a suitcase at her feet. Samuel thought she was such a sad sight to see. He said, Sally, what's got you standing there looking so beat? Sally said, Samuel, it's part of a sorry story, I must say. I need to get all the way to the south side of town in some way to visit my sister, cause I miss her, haven't seen her in so long. But she lives so many miles away, it's too far to walk. I tried to buy a bus ticket, but I'm short of shorthand. It's slightly more than I can afford, so here I still stand. And just like a hair plucked from a head, I'm stranded. Samuel thought about the money in his pocket, and he saw his friend in need. He said, Sally, here, take this money, I'll give it to you happily. And Sally said, Sam, say you made my day, showing up and helping me out in that way. It's such a nice thing, I just can't repay. You know I'll never understand what I did to deserve such a good, good friend. But you know what they say is true, every little good deed that you do is gonna come back to you someday.
Our story shifts scenes to the south side of town, where Sally was stepping off of...
Alphabet Songs Volume 3 is the third and final CD of Steve's Alphabet Songs series. Steve performs all the vocal and instrument parts, including, I think, the worst violin solo ever recorded, in a song aptly titled, I Can't Play the Violin. Don't let that scare you, because it's all part of the cleverness and humor that permeates Steve's songwriting. There are plenty of wonderful sounds on this CD as well. I particularly like the catchy melody of this track. It's called Take the Tinkertown Trolley.
The trolley takes a turn, ringing its bell. It starts to trundle up Teaberry Hill. And waiting by the track is Toby Thumbtack. He wants to know exactly what's what, that's a fact. And when the trolley slows on trips, Trina Twinkle Toes, where she's off to, heaven only knows. Toby'd like to pin down exactly where they stand, but Trina keeps dancing round the issue, man. There's only one way downtown, and there's no two ways about it, so if you're heading my way, let's take the Tinkertown trolley downtown. Tickets only two bits, down to the turn around and back again with me.
In case you haven't noticed, each song in Steve's entire 3-CD Alphabet Songs series is inspired by a given letter of the alphabet. Each song includes as many keywords as possible that begin with that song's letter. So, how, you may ask, does he handle the letter X? A song about xylophones? Nope. Steve took a much more creative approach in Xavier Xerxes' Xenophanes X.
Xavier Xerxes, another, he's a 10. He may talk kind of funny, but it's catchy, my friend. And if you're not careful, you're gonna be talking like him. Xavier went down to sit, he told him to stay, but the dog just walked away. He said, "Zroll's over," but the dog didn't move. He said, "Zlay Zed," but the dog just looked confused. Finally, Xavier said, "Speak, and don't you know?" That dog said, "Zoof, zoof, zoof." Xavier, Xerxes, and Navani's a 10th. He makes out kind of funny, but it's catchy, my friend. And if you're not careful, you're gonna be talking like him.
Xavier was feeling all alone. All of Steve's alphabet songs tell clever, involved stories, and there is much to appreciate in the use of language and in the music. This is a CD you'll want to spend some time with. Lucky for you, Steve has graciously donated CDs for me to give away. Thank you, Steve. One lucky winner will receive Alphabet Songs Volume 1, 2, and 3, the complete set of three CDs. To enter, send me an email at lisah@montyharper.com with Alphabet Songs in the subject heading. You may enter one time per household. The deadline for this giveaway is Friday, February 23rd, 2007. The winners will be announced on the February 28th show. I received a listener request for this next group. Formed in the early 90s, this San Francisco Bay Area band began writing and performing original family music in 2004. They have developed a very tight classic rock sound, which is evident on several tracks on this, their first and self-titled CD. This first song was a hit on XM Kids, and for a good reason. It's very infectious. Here's Tito, Chris, and JR, the Hip Waiters, with Twitchy.
Everybody's saying I can never sit still. Tell me something that I don't know. I got a motor that keeps on running. I gotta go, 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 cause I'm so twitchy.
Yo.
So doggone twitchy.
Yo.
Well, I'm so twitchy.
Yo.
So doggone twitchy.
Yo.
There's some schoolwork that I really should be doing. Never give it a second glance. I can't bother with something so boring. While I've got ants in my pants, cause I'm so twitchy.
Yo.
So doggone twitchy.
Yo.
Well, I'm so twitchy.
Yo.
So doggone twitchy.
Yo.
I'm not the only one. There's plenty of us under the sun. I'm not the only one. Why should I walk when I could run? What's the big deal about having some fun? Call me what you want, don't call me a bum. Cause I'm so twitchy.
Cause I'm so twitchy. No, 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 no. Just try getting that out of your head. Maybe a trip to the zoo will help.
Show some self-reliance. Come and meet our clients. But do not be the giant yaks. You'll learn about the lions and the advertising tie-ins. And maybe learn some science facts. So welcome to the zoo.
Wipe off your windshield so you can see. The elephant, the monkey, and the chimpanzee. And Nary's precarious, oh, the bears are so hairy. The cheetah, cicada, gorilla, and the gator. The emu and the llama, very similar to the kangaroos. And the tortoise, and the dolphin, and the porpoise. Mice, lice, geese, moose. Welcome to the zoo, zoo, zoo.
Snakes and lizards. Lions and tigers. Monkeys and chimps. Welcome to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Those are great impersonations. Precaution,
my final selection from the Hip Waiter CD takes us on a sugar-induced 60s psychedelic spin. I'll dedicate this selection to my daughter Evelyn, who is not a big fan of chocolate. Here's a small sample of Jelly Beans.
When I see them, I go. When I smell them, I go. When I taste love those jelly beans.
Jelly beans might make a nice Valentine's Day gift, but here's an even better idea. Give the gift of music. It's less fattening. Instead of featuring a third CD, I'd like to suggest a few songs for my inbox that would make great Valentines. You can download any of these songs from the iTunes link in our show notes. Each would make a great surprise gift for a loved one. Let's start with an extra sample from the Hip Waiters CD. Here's a song for the very young romantic in all of us, Valentine.
Valentine, I'd like to make you mine. Can you see this heart-shaped thought balloon floating over my head when I think of you? Valentine, can you read my mind? Phonetically, I spell that L-U-V. Bilingually, I spell that A-M-O-R-E. To make you mine, can you see this heart-shaped thought balloon floating over my head when I think of you?
Marla Lewis has a lovely song off of her We All Laugh in the Same Language CD for that true friend who is always there for you. Here's Best Friends.
If I'm a rainbow, then you're the sun.
Finally, this groovy tune would make a great Valentine from a kid to a parent. This is Gunnar Madsen from his Ants in My Pants CD with I Am Loved.
Tell him about it. Ooh, yes,
while we walk, don't let go. Let everybody know that I am loved. Oh yes, I am loved so much. Yeah, oh, oh, woo.
Ooh, yes, I am loved. Yeah,
hold my hand and let the world...
I hope you've enjoyed this week's featured music. You can purchase music at our website through our CD Baby and iTunes links. Find us at www.kidsmusicplanet.com. Purchases made through our website help support the artists and this podcast. Now for the news. First, I want to tell you about a couple of new features we've added to the Kids Music Planet website. Planet Kid Vid is a new blog put together by Monty Harper and Mr. Billy. It features children's music videos, which you can watch right on the spot. They've kicked it off with an awesome video by Captain Bog and Salty called Pieces of Eight. You can also see Mr. Billy performing Chugga Chugga Choo Choo. Yes, Mr. Billy is really playing that rockin' electric fiddle solo. Plus, a super simple video from Knock Knock English, children's heavy metal band The Thunderlords, and more. The boys plan to update the blog with new videos regularly. Another new KMP feature is our Google CSE, or Customized Search Engine. It restricts searches only to the sites we handpick as part of our ever-expanding Kids Music Planet community. That makes it easy to find relevant children's music-related content. Need a song about fire trucks? Just type in fire truck, and you get dozens of useful musical references. It's a lot of fun to play with, and we hope you'll find it very useful. You'll find links to both our new additions in this week's show notes. The Children's Radio List is the oldest segment of Kids Music Planet, and it is still featured on our main page. There you'll find a comprehensive list of children's radio programs from all over the world. A recent update added 8 new programs, which you'll find at the top of the list. These include Kids Time Radio Show, hosted by Michelle McMillan, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Ontario, Canada. Kids Time is a unique radio program, also available as a webcast, where they play music, read stories, and talk about issues that are important to children. They have a different theme every week. And Goonie Bird Kids, hosted by Gwyneth Butera from Atlanta, Georgia, on Live 365 Internet Radio. Working to prevent the extinction of quality children's music, Gwyneth and her daughters, Chloe and Camille, play a set list of music that appeals to kids and adults. iParenting Media has announced the award winners in their 2007 Best Audio Products Competition. The winners are Angel Bear Yoga Adventure Stories by Angel Bear Yoga, Angel's Laughter by Donna L. Washington, Baby B. Bright Prenatal Educator by Baby B. Bright Corporation, Billy Brown by Kiddio LLC, Billy Gorilli and the Candy Apple Tree Family by Flying Kitten Music, Gimme Gimme by Rebel Toy Music, Hunkta Bunkta Twinkle and Hunkta Bunkta Wiggle by Hunkta Bunkta Music from Catherine Dines. I've been in touch with Catherine, so hopefully we will feature some of her award-winning music soon. Let's Go Travel Camp and Car Songs by Rock Me Baby Records, My Green Shoes by Honey Child Music, Smart Beats, Educational Hip-Hop Songs for Kids by Bingo Records, You're Amazing by Judy Kaplan Ginsburg, and Fins and Grins by Johnette Downing. That's one of the CDs I featured on last week's show. Congratulations, Johnette. Now for some recently released and upcoming CD titles. Ernie and Neil have a brand new CD out called Rock the House, and the Figureheads have released their new CD, The Movement. The Deedle Deedle D's will release their Freedom in the Box CD March 3rd, and Joe McDermott will also release his new CD, Air Guitar, sometime in March. We'll definitely be featuring that one on this podcast. And Tito of the Hip Waiters has informed me that they will have a new CD out sometime this spring, which we also hope to feature. In a minute, I'm going to announce our CD winners and bring Evelyn into the studio so she can tell you about her song pick for this week. But first, I have a little housekeeping to do. You'll find our show notes and purchase links to this week's featured music at kidsmusicplanet.com. Along with CD Baby links, we've added links to iTunes, where you can purchase featured CDs, individual songs, or the entire playlist for each week's edition. Remember, purchases made through our website support the artists and this podcast. If you are a children's artist and would like to hear your CD featured on this podcast, please visit our blog at kidsmusicplanet.blogspot.com to view our music submission policy. Okay, let's announce the winners of our first CD giveaway. Thank you to all who entered. The winner of the Charity and the Jam Band Rock Your Socks Off CD is Ryan from Utah. Ryan writes, "Really enjoyed the podcast." The winner of the Monty Harper Paws, Claws, Scales, and Tails CD is Monica from Oklahoma. Monica says, "I wanted to tell you that I loved last week's podcast. I listened to it at work and really enjoyed it. It was really fun to hear Evelyn too." And the winner of Mr. Billy's Batteries Not Included CD is Gwyneth from Georgia. She writes, "Can I be your assistant roadie? Great podcast and happy birthday." Thanks for the birthday greetings, Gwyneth. Sure, you can be my assistant roadie. We better start working on our resume. Congratulations to all our winners, and thank you for your comments. I would love to hear from you, too. Let me know what you like about the Kids Music Planet podcast. Post a comment on our Kids Music Planet blog, or review it on iTunes, and I'll share some of your comments on the show. Don't forget, we're giving away a complete set of Steve Weeks CDs, Alphabet Songs Volume 1, 2, and 3. To enter, send your email to lisah@montyharper.com with Alphabet Songs in the subject heading. One entry per household, please. The deadline for this giveaway is February 23rd, 2007. Now, it's time for Evelyn's Pick of the Week. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello, Mama.
Do you have a great pick for us this week?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Are you going to tell us about it, or are you going to keep it to yourself?
Are you sure you want to hear this?
I'm sure.
Okay. Now I'll do it.
Thank you.
Well, it's called Kiki Kangaroo.
Kiki Kangaroo.
It's by Steve Weeks.
By Steve Weeks, yes. So, what do you like about the song Kiki Kangaroo?
Well, because it's called Kiki Kangaroo. I like kangaroos.
You like kangaroos?
I like bouncing.
Yes.
Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Pick your heels up, you can't hold it down.
Yes, you're definitely a bouncy 5-year-old kangaroo.
Hey, I'm not a kangaroo. Mama.
What? You make a cute kangaroo.
I'm not a kangaroo.
Okay, well, how about you're a bouncy 5-year-old kindergartner?
Okay, better.
That's better.
Yeah. Kindergartner. Kangaroo. Hey, do I sound like Bugs the Tiny Phil or what?
You know, I've never heard a groundhog talk, so I don't know.
Hey, in the books.
In what books?
Or the movies.
Okay.
The movies.
We are just getting so off topic here. We need to introduce the song.
Yeah, it's called Punks and Tony Phil.
No.
It's called Punks and Tony Kiki Kangaroo.
Punks and Tony Kiki Kangaroo. Oh, goodness. Okay, so here's Steve Weeks off of his Alphabet Songs Volume 2 CD with Kiki Kangaroo. Thanks for listening.
Oh, man, that was hard.
Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Kicks her heels up, you cannot hold her down. She won't be in one place long, waiting around for you.
good luck keeping up with Kiki Kangaroo. Now Kenny Keepsake came to Kiki Kangaroo. He said, Kiki, I have a brand new rope I'd like to give to you. Tie it round your waist and you will never stray again. If you just quit this bouncing round, I'll keep you close at hand. Kiki said, thank you kindly, but don't you see? I am not a kite going nowhere tugging on a string. When the wind comes calling, it fills me up inside. I gotta cut loose, blow across the countryside. Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Kicks her heels up, you cannot hold her down. She won't be in one place long, waiting around for you. Good luck keeping up with Kiki Kangaroo. Now Kyle Keering came to Kiki Kangaroo. He said, Kiki, I have a job that I'd like to offer you. Come and cook my dinner and I'll pay you handsomely. If you just quit this bouncing round, you can come and work for me. Kiki said, thank you kindly, but don't you know, I am not a kettle to be kept upon some kitchen stove. With all this life boiling up inside of me, I gotta whistle across the fields and let off a little steam. Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Kicks her heels up, you cannot hold her down. She won't be in one place long, waiting around for you. Good luck keeping up with Kiki Kangaroo. Now Kevin Kingley came to Kiki Kangaroo. He said, Kiki, I have a home for you. Come live in my castle and I will keep you safe. If you just quit this bouncing round, you'd have a place to stay. Kiki said, thank you kindly, but I must turn you down. I am not a kingdom you can draw your lines around. 'Cause when I start to dream of distant lands, my borders will unravel and I'll run right off the map. Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Kicks her heels up, you cannot hold her down. She won't be in one place long, waiting around for you. Good luck keeping up with Kiki Kangaroo. Came to Kiki Kangaroo. He said, Kiki, I would not change a single thing about you. All that bouncing round you do, it don't bother me at all. The next time when you go, will you please take me along? Kiki, I don't have very much to give. All I really have to offer you is a kiss. He put that kiss on Kiki's cheek that day, and Kiki put him in her pocket and she just hopped away. Kiki Kangaroo likes to bounce around. Kicks her heels up, you cannot hold her down. She won't be in one place long, waiting around for you. Good luck keeping up with Kiki Kangaroo.